From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A home belonging to Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been burned down and a policeman killed in the incident. Kabila was not at the property during the attack. It is not immediately known who was responsible. Congo is embroiled in a political crisis linked to Kabila's refusal to step down as president when his mandate expired 1 year ago. Boko Haram jihadists made a failed Christmas Day attempt to attack Nigeria's major northeastern city of Maiduguri as they were pushed out by Nigerian soldiers after a prolonged gun battle. The jihadists opened fire on a military checkpoint on the outskirts of the city in the late afternoon on Monday, triggering a gunfight that lasted for more than 1 hour. Boko Haram's 8-year insurgency has killed 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million more in Nigeria. In recent months, attacks on military and civilian targets, as well as raids on remote villages in the northeast, have increased. Russia and China have each signaled a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media on Monday that no one wants to see a war on the Korean Peninsula and that he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said that all countries should exercise restraint. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution on Friday that limits the amounts of gasoline and diesel fuel North Korea can import. North Korea rejected the new sanctions, calling them an act of war. From Washington, this is VOA News. Peru's police fired tear gas on Monday to disperse protesters marching against President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski's decision to grant a medical pardon to jailed former strongman Alberto Fujimori. Fujimori was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses, corruption, and the sanctioning of death squads. Many of Kuczynski's opponents believe that he pardoned Fujimori in exchange for not being impeached. On Sunday, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny claimed to have qualified to participate in the upcoming presidential election. On Monday, he was barred from that election. Scarlett Satanovich has the story.
Outspoken Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has been barred from running in Russia's presidential election. The country's Central Election Commission voted on the decision on Monday, deciding the opposition leader was ineligible because of a past criminal conviction, which the 41-year-old says was trumped up. Navalny has been jailed 3 times this year and charged with breaking the law by repeatedly organizing public meetings and rallies. Following Monday's decision, Navalny immediately called for his supporters to boycott the election and said he would appeal the verdict, ruling him out of a run at the presidency.
Scarlett Satanovich reporting. Pope Francis called for peace in Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula in his traditional Christmas Day address.
In questo giorno di festa invochiamo il Signore la pace per Gerusalemme e per tutta la terra.
Francis spoke of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, expressing his hope that dialogue may prevail between the parties and that a negotiated solution can be reached. In Pakistan on Monday, convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav was permitted to see his wife and mother. Pakistani authorities granted the visit on humanitarian grounds. Mohammed Faisal is Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Let me be very clear that Pakistan permitted the request by India purely on humanitarian grounds. The visit was allowed in line with Islamic practices and teachings. Islam is the religion of peace and advocates mercy. It is a gesture of good faith and compassion.
It was Jadhav's first meeting with his family since he was arrested in March of 2016 for entering Pakistan from Iran with fake travel documents. India denies that he's a spy. In Russia, a bus plowed into a subway entrance in Moscow, leaving 4 people dead and 15 injured. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.